Lesson 9, page 6. Lesson 9, exercise 1, continued. Line 36, figure 1. Protos. Notice the first two letters of the word are consonants, and they do not divide because they come at the beginning of a word. Protos. The tau divides because it's between two vowels, and so it goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 2. Mu. Figure 3, ain. Figure 4, chi. Figure 5, ek. Figure 6, tu. Line 37, figure 1, play romatos. Again, you have two consonants at the beginning of the word. They do not divide. The rho divides with the omega because it comes between two vowels and so goes with the vowel to the right, as well as the mu and the tau. Both consonants come between two vowels and so they go with the vowels to the right. Figure 2. Au tu. Figure 3. Hey mace. Again, the mu coming between a vowel and diphthong, therefore it goes with the diphthong to the right. Figure 4. Pontes. The consonants nu and tau divide because when two consonants come together, they divide. Figure 5. Elabomen. Again, the consonants lambda, beta, and mu divide because they come between two vowels, and so they go with the vowels to the right. Now let's skip down to line 40 and take figures 5 and 6. Line 40, figure 5. E-A-S-U. Notice that it's a capital iota, and the breathing mark is to the left of the letter. The iota and eta divide because they are two vowels. The sigma divides with the diphthong to the right because it comes between a vowel and diphthong. And by the way, that's the name for Jesus, Iesu. Figure 6, Cris tu. Again, notice the capital Ki. The first two letters are consonants. They come at the beginning of the word, therefore they do not divide. The sigma and tau divide because when two consonants come together, they divide. This is the word for Christ. So figures 5 and 6 is the name Jesus Christ. That's all the time we have for this exercise. After you practice this exercise, you should go on to Lesson 10 and the study of simple sentence structure. Lesson 9, page 2. Syllable formation. Greek words are formed by a combination of syllables. A syllable is a single sound expressed by one formation of the mouth. When the mouth has to reform, a new syllable is formed. There are four syllable rules. A word is divided into syllables according to the following syllable rules. Syllable rule number one. A word has as many syllables as vowels or diphthongs in it. Therefore, there is only one vowel or diphthong in a syllable. And if you remember in our study in vowels and diphthongs, a diphthong is considered equal to a vowel. So a syllable can only have one vowel or one diphthong in it. And so a word has as many syllables as it has vowels or diphthongs. Example, look at the word anthropos, which, by the way, means man. We'll take that when we get into our study of nouns. But anthropos has three syllables in it, because it has three vowels, the alpha, the omega, and the omicron. So anthropos has three vowels in it, and is therefore it has three syllables. Syllable rule number two. A consonant between two vowels goes with the vowel to the right. If you notice again, under the example, we're using anthropos with the omega, P, and omicron. The P is a consonant. The omega and omicron are vowels, and therefore the consonant is situated between two vowels. Therefore, the division comes after the omega, and the P goes with the omicron. The consonant goes with the vowel to the right. And so you see the division. We have a syllable formed with pos, because the consonant goes with the vowel to the right. Syllable rule number three. Two consonants divide, except at the beginning of a word or syllable. Here's the example. The word angelos. Remember, double gamma is ang, ng. Anyway, angelos means angel or messenger. But the word has alpha, which is a vowel. We have epsilon, which is a vowel, and an omicron, which is a vowel. So it is a three-syllable word. But you notice that double gamma, there's two consonants in a row, or double lambda, two consonants in a row. When two consonants come together, they divide. So the division in syllables is ang, gel, los. Also notice that syllable rule number three says that the two consonants divide except at the beginning of a word or syllable. You notice the word Christos. You notice ki and hro is at the beginning of the word. They do not divide. But you notice sigma and tau. When two consonants come together, they divide. So the division in the word is Christos. Now, as far as the example of two consonants coming together and not dividing at the beginning of a syllable, we'll have that in a moment in syllable rule number four. Syllable rule number four. When you have three consonants together, the first two divide according to syllable rule number three, and the second and third consonants go together again according to syllable rule number three. Example, let's go back to our word anthropos. You notice that the nu, theta, and rho, three consonants, come in a row. Now, according to syllable rule number three, if two consonants come together, they divide. And so the nu and the theta will divide. And then the theta and rho become the beginning of the next syllable. Therefore, two consonants cannot divide at the beginning of a syllable. Therefore, the theta and rho stay together. So you notice the division of our word. It's on, thro, pos. And the reason being, the alpha nu goes together because the nu and theta divide. The theta rho stay together, and the omega because the P divides off with the omicron, according to syllable rule number one. Now, if this is confusing for you, don't really get bogged down with these syllable rules, because as we go through the exercise in this lesson in just a moment, I'm going to go through all of the syllables found in our Greek text in John 1:1-18, and explain the rules to you as they are found in our Greek text. So in the exercise for this lesson, the words of John 1:1-18 are divided into syllables for pronunciation and also includes capital letters. Lesson 9, page 3. Lesson 9, Exercise 1, Pronunciation Exercises. In this exercise, you will be introduced to the capital letters found in the text of the words in John 1:1-18. The text is broken down into syllables again, so that you will notice the syllable rules. Now, you might want to take page 2 of this lesson out of your notebook and hold it alongside as we go through this exercise, because we're going to be making reference to it. We're going to pronounce each word in syllables for you and make reference to the syllable rules so that you can see how the words are broken down. Beginning with Lesson 9, page 3, line 1. Figure 1 is N. You'll notice it's just one syllable because it has one vowel. So it's a one-syllable word. Figure 2. R-K. This is a two-syllable word because there are two vowels, alpha and eta. And also syllable rule number 3 says that when two consonants come together, they divide. So the rho and the ki divide. You have R-K. Figure 3. Ain. One vowel, one syllable. Figure 4. Ho. Again, one vowel, one syllable. Figure 5. Logos. Here we have syllable rule number 2 that says that when a consonant comes between two vowels, that would be between the two omicrons, the gamma would go with the vowel to the right. So the division is logos, a two-syllable word because it has two vowels. Figure 6. This is a one-syllable word because it has a diphthong, which is equivalent to a vowel. It is pronounced chi. Line 2, figure 1. Ho. Again, a one-syllable word. Figure 2. Logos. We've already had this in line 1, but notice the capital lambda in this instance. Many Greek texts capitalize the word logos because it's making reference to Christ. So notice in your text the capital lambda. Figure 3, ain. One syllable word because it has one vowel. Now figure 4 is pros. It has one vowel, so it is a one syllable word. The P and the rho do not divide because it comes at the beginning of the word. It has one pronunciation, pros. Figure 5, tone. Again, one vowel, so it's a one-syllable word. Figure 6, theon. Two vowels, so we have two syllables. You can only have one vowel in each syllable, so the vowels will divide. Line 3, figure 1, chi. Again, here we had the same word in line 1, the diphthong, alpha iota, makes this a one-syllable word, chi. Figure 2, theos. Again, we have the two vowels. The two vowels divide because you can only have one vowel in each syllable. Figure 3, ain. Figure 4, ho. Figure 5, here's our word, logos again. Figure 6, we have the word houtos. We have a two-syllable word because we have a diphthong, hu, notice the rough breathing and the circumflex accent, and we have the syllable tos. We have the omicron vowel. So we have a diphthong and a vowel that makes two syllables, the tau coming between A diphthong and a vowel will go with the vowel to the right. Line 4. Ain. Figure 2. N. Again, a one-syllable word because it has one vowel. Figure 3. Here's our word RK again. Two syllables. The consonants divide and there are two vowels, so it's a two-syllable word. Again, the word pros. The first two consonants do not divide because it comes at the beginning of a word. It has one vowel, so it's a one-syllable word. Figure 5, tone. Figure 6, tha-own. Again, a two-syllable word because it has two vowels. Line 5, pan-ta. Notice that there are two vowels, the two alphas. The division comes between the nu and the tau because when two consonants come together, they divide. Figure 2, D. One vowel, one syllable. Figure 3, ow, two. Notice we have two diphthongs. We have the diphthong ow, and we have the diphthong oo. So it's a two-syllable word. The tau will go with the diphthong to the right because it comes between the two diphthongs. Figure 4. E-ge-ne-to. We have four vowels, so it is a four-syllable word. We have the gamma that comes between two vowels. Therefore, it goes with the vowel to the right. We have the nu that comes between two vowels, so it goes with the vowel to the right. We have the tau that comes between two vowels, so it goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 5, chi. Figure 6, co-ris. It is a two-syllable word because there are two vowels. The ro, being a consonant, comes between two vowels, so it goes with the vowel to the right. Line 6. Here's our word, ow, two, again. The tau, coming between two diphthongs, goes with the diphthong to the right. Figure 2. E, ge, ne, to. We've had this word also. Four vowels, four syllables. Each consonant is divided in that it goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 3. U, de. U being a diphthong and the epsilon being a vowel, therefore it is a two-syllable word. The delta comes between the diphthong and the vowel, therefore it goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 4, hen, one vowel, one syllable. Figure 5, ho. Figure 6, ge, go, nen, three vowels, three syllables. We have the second gamma coming between two vowels, therefore it goes with the vowel to the right, the omicron. We have the first nu coming between two vowels, the omicron and the epsilon, therefore it goes with the vowel to the right. Line 7. N. Figure 2. Ow, to. Again, the tau coming between a diphthong and a vowel, therefore it goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 3. Zo A. Notice the two vowels, the omega and the eta, coming together. There can only be one vowel per syllable, therefore the vowels divide. Figure 4, ain. Figure 5, chi. Figure 6, hey. Line 8, zo A in figure 1. Again, the two vowels divide, one vowel per syllable. Figure 2, ain. Figure 3, toe. Figure 4, fos. Only one vowel, the omega, therefore it is a one-syllable word. Figure 5, tone. Again, one vowel is a one-syllable word. Figure 6, on, throw, pone. Here we have the division between the nu and the theta, because when two consonants come together, they divide. But the theta and the rho stay together because the consonants do not divide at the beginning of the word or the beginning of a syllable, and this is the beginning of a syllable. The other division comes between the omega and the p, because the p goes with the omega to the right, because it comes between the two vowels. Line 9. Chi. Figure 2. Toe. Figure 3. Fos. One vowel, so it's one syllable. Figure 4. N. Figure 5. Te. Figure 6. Sco. T-A. Three vowels, three syllables. Notice the sigma and the kappa are not divided because it comes at the beginning of a word, but the tau goes with the iota to the right because it comes between two vowels. The alpha at the end is separated because you can only have one vowel per syllable, and you have the iota alpha dividing. Line 10. Phi, nay, figure 1. Notice the alpha, iota, diphthong. And then the nu. And then you have an epsilon, iota, diphthong. Therefore, the nu comes between two diphthongs, and you can only have one diphthong or one vowel per syllable. Therefore, it is a two-syllable word. Figure 2. Chi. Figure 3, hey. Figure 4, sco-ti-a. We had that in line 9. Again, three syllables because of three vowels. Figure 5, ow-toe. The tau coming between a diphthong and vowel goes with the vowel to the right. And then figure 6, the last figure on page 3 is the diphthong, ooh, so it is a one-syllable word. Now to lesson 9, page 4. Lesson 9, exercise 1, continued. Line 11. Figure 1. Ka, te, la, ben. Again, we have a four-syllable word because we have four vowels. The tau is divided off with the epsilon because it comes between two vowels. The lambda is divided off with the alpha because it comes between two vowels. And the beta is divided off with the epsilon because it comes between two vowels. Figure 2. Notice the capital epsilon. And also notice that when we have capitals, that the accent marks and breathing marks, if there is an accent mark on the first letter or breathing mark, that it is found to the left of the letter. Figure 2 is e, ge, ne, to. We have a four-syllable word because we have four vowels. The gamma coming between two vowels goes with the vowel to the right. The nu coming between two vowels goes with the vowel to the right. The tau coming between two vowels goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 3. On, throw, pose. Here's the word we used in our example. We have the nu and the theta dividing because two consonants divide. The theta rho stay together because it's at the beginning of a syllable, and the p divides off with the omicron because it comes between two vowels. Figure 4. A-pes-tol-me-nos. Notice the P divides off because it comes between two vowels, and the sigma tau divide, two consonants coming together divide, and then the lambda mu divide because when two consonants come together they divide, and then the nu divides with the omicron because it comes between two vowels. Line 12, figure 1, pa ra. The rho going with the alpha to the right because it comes between two vowels. Figure 2. Notice the capital theta. Theu. We have a vowel and diphthong dividing because you can only have one vowel or diphthong in a syllable. Therefore, it is a two-syllable word. Figure 3. O, no, ma. You have three vowels, so you have three syllables. The nu goes with the omicron because it comes between two vowels, so it goes with the vowel to the right. The mu goes with the alpha because it comes between two vowels and goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 4. Au, to. The tau goes with the omega because it comes between a diphthong and a vowel. Therefore, it goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 5. E, O, on, nas. You have four vowels. Therefore, it is a four-syllable word. Notice you have three vowels in a row. Notice the capital iota with the smooth breathing to the left. You have the omega, so the iota and the omega divide because you can only have one vowel per syllable. Then you have the alpha that divides from those three. Again, one vowel per syllable. And then the two nus divide because when two consonants come together, they divide. So you have E, O, on, nas. Figure 6. Hutos. Again, the tau coming between the vowel and the diphthong. Therefore, it goes with the vowel to the right. Beginning at line 13. Figure 1. Ale, thin. Again, notice the dividing point for syllables between the lambda and the theta. Because where two consonants come together, they divide. Figure 2, ace. One syllable word because it has a diphthong in it. It's a one syllable word. Figure 3, mar, tu, re, on. Notice the dividing point comes. The rho and the tau divide because when two consonants come together, they divide. The rho between two vowels goes with the vowel to the right. The iota and alpha divide because you can only have one vowel per syllable. Mar, tu, re, on. Figure 4. He, na. Again, the nu coming between two vowels. Therefore, it goes with the vowel to the right. Let's skip over to figure 6. Pe, re. Two vowels, so you have two syllables. The rho goes with the vowel to the right. Line 14, figure 1. Two. It has one diphthong, therefore it is a one-syllable word. Photos. The tau, consonant tau, coming between two vowels, goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 3, again the word he-na. Figure 4, pontes. The dividing point comes between the nu and the tau because when two consonants come together, they divide. Figure 5, pis t. tu, so, si. Notice the dividing point comes between the sigma and the tau, because when two consonants come together, they divide. And then you have the diphthong u, so the sigma coming between a diphthong and a vowel will go with the vowel to the right. And again, the second sigma, the sigma on the end, between two vowels, goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 6, D. Line 15, figure 1. Ow, tu. The tau coming between two diphthongs. Therefore, it'll go with the diphthong to the right. Figure 2. Ook. Again, one diphthong, one syllable. Figure 3. Ain. Figure 4. Ekenos. Notice the kappa between the vowel and the diphthong will go with the diphthong to the right. The nu coming between a diphthong and a vowel will go with the vowel to the right. Figure 5, toe. Figure 6, fos. One vowel, one syllable. Line 16, figure 1, all. Figure 2, he, na. Figure 3, mar, tu, re, se. We've had that dividing before. Figure 4, pe, re. Figure 5, tu. Again, a diphthong, so it's a one syllable word. Figure 6, fo, tos. The tau coming between two vowels, so it goes with the vowel to the right. Line 17, figure 1. Notice the capital eta. What is the capital H in English is actually the capital eta. It's pronounced ain. And notice that the breathing mark and accent mark are to the left of the capital eta. It's pronounced ain. Figure 2, toe. Figure 3, fos. Figure 4, toe. Figure 5, a le thi known. Again, the lambda coming between two vowels, it goes with the vowel to the right. The theta coming between two vowels, so it goes with the vowel to the right. The first nu coming between two vowels, so it goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 6, ho. Line 18, fo ti ze in figure 1. Again, the tau coming between two vowels will go with the iota, and the zeta coming between a vowel and a diphthong will go with the diphthong to the right. Figure 2. Panta. Two consonants, the nu and the tau coming together, divide. Figure 3. Anthropone. That's the word we used in our example. Figure 4. Erkomenon. Again, the dividing comes between the rho and the ki because two consonants coming together divide. The mu goes with the vowel to the right when it comes between two vowels. The nu goes with the vowel to the right because it comes between two vowels. Figure 5, one syllable word because it has one diphthong, ace. Line 19, figure 1, tone. Figure 2, kosmon. The sigma and mu divide because two vowels coming together divide. Figure 3, n. Figure 4, toe. Figure 5, kosmo. Again, the sigma, mu divide, two consonants coming together divide. Figure 6, ain. Figure 7, chi. Line 20, figure 1, ho. Figure 2, cosmos. Figure 3, d. Figure 4, ao, tu. Again, the tau going with the diphthong to the right. It's coming between two diphthongs. Figure 5, e, ge, ne, to. We've had this word before. And again, the consonants are dividing between two vowels and going with the vowels to the right. Figure 6, chi. Line 21, figure 1, ho. Figure 2, cosmos. Sigma, mu divide. Two consonants coming together, divide. Figure 3, ao, tone. The tau comes between a diphthong and a vowel. Therefore, it goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 4, uk. Again, one diphthong, one syllable. Figure 5, egg, no. Divides into two syllables between the gamma and the nu because when two consonants come together, they divide. Figure 6, ace. Line 22, figure 1, ta. Figure 2, e, d, ah. Three syllables because there's three vowels. The delta goes with the iota to the right because it comes between two vowels. The iota and alpha divide because you can only have one vowel in a syllable. Figure 3, ale, the. The lambda theta divide because when two consonants come together, they divide. Figure 4, chi. Figure 5, a diphthong, hoi. Figure 6, e, d, oi. In this instance, again, the delta goes with the iota because it comes between two vowels, but the iota and the diphthong divide because you can only have one vowel or one diphthong in a syllable. Lesson 9, page 5. Lesson 9, exercise 1, continued. Line 23, figure 1, ao, tone. Again, the tau, going with the vowel to the right, comes between a diphthong and a vowel. Figure 2, a diphthong, oo. Figure 3, pa, re, la, bone. The rho going with the epsilon because it comes between two vowels. The lambda going with the alpha because it comes between two vowels. The beta going with the omicron because it comes between two vowels. Figure 4. Ho soy. And again the sigma will divide between the vowel and the diphthong and will go with the diphthong to the right. Figure 5, de. Figure 6, e, la, bone. The lambda divides with the alpha because it goes with the vowel to the right when it comes between two vowels. The beta goes with the omicron because it comes between two vowels. Line 24, figure 1, ao, tone. Figure 2, e, do, ken. Again, the delta goes with the omega because it comes between two vowels. And the kappa, also coming between two vowels, goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 3. Ao, tois. The tau coming between two diphthongs this time goes with the diphthong to the right. Figure 4. E, xu, si, on. You notice the xi goes with the diphthong to the right. The sigma comes between the diphthong and the iota. Therefore, it goes with the iota to the right. and the on, the iota and alpha divide because you can only have one vowel in a syllable. Figure 5. Tekna. The kappa nu divide because two consonants come together divide. Figure 6. Theu. The division comes between a vowel and a diphthong because you can only have one vowel or diphthong in a syllable. Line 25. Genesthai. Figure 1. The nu goes with the vowel to the right when it comes between two vowels. The sigma and the theta divide because when two consonants come together, they divide. Figure 2. Tois. One syllable word because all it has is a diphthong in it, so it has one syllable. Figure 3. Peace, tu, u, sin. The sigma tau divide because two consonants come together divide. The diphthongs u and u divide. One diphthong or vowel per syllable. The sigma coming between a diphthong and an iota will go with the vowel to the right. Figure 4, ace. Figure 5, toe. Figure 6, o, no, ma. Again, the consonants are going with the vowels to the right because they come between two vowels. Line 26, ow, tu. Again, the tau coming between two diphthongs goes with the diphthong to the right. Figure 2, hoi. Figure 3, ook. Figure 4, x. Figure 5, hi ma tone. Again, you have a diphthong, hi. You have the mu coming between the diphthong and the vowel. It divides and goes with the vowel to the right. You have the tau coming between two vowels, so it goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 6. U, de. The delta being between a diphthong and a vowel, going with the vowel to the right. Line 27. Figure 1. Ek. Figure 2. The, le, ma, tos. The lambda goes with the eta because it comes between two vowels and goes with the vowel to the right. The mu comes between two vowels, so it goes with the vowel to the right. The tau comes between two vowels, so it goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 3. Sarkos. The rho and the kappa divide because two consonants coming together divide. Figure 4. U, de. The delta going with the vowel to the right, coming between the diphthong and vowel. Figure 5, ek. Figure 6, again the same word as in figure 2, the, le, ma, tos. Line 28, figure 1, on, dros. Here's a perfect example of syllable rule number 4. The two consonants, the nu and the delta, divide because when two consonants come together, they divide. But the delta and rho stay together because it comes at the beginning of a syllable. Therefore, it's on, dros, two-syllable word. Figure 2, all. Figure 3, ek. Figure 4, the, u. Notice the capital theta. The epsilon and the diphthong u divide because vowel and diphthong, only one per syllable. Figure 5, here's a long one. E, gen, ne, the, son. Notice the gamma coming between the two epsilons, therefore it goes with the vowel to the right. Then the two nus divide because you have two consonants coming together, so they divide. the theta going with the vowel to the right, coming between two vowels. And the sigma coming between two vowels goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 6. Notice the capital kappa. The word is chi. Line 29, figure 1, ho. Figure 2, logos. Figure 3, sarx. Notice it is a one-syllable word because it has one vowel in it. Figure 4, e-ge-ne-to. All of the consonants divide with the vowel to the right because they all come between two vowels. Figure 5, chi. Figure 6, s-k-no-sen. The sigma and kappa divide because when two consonants come together, they divide. The nu divides with the omega because it comes between two vowels and goes with the vowel to the right. The sigma comes between two vowels, and so it divides with the vowel to the right. Line 30, figure 1, N. Figure 2, hey, mean. The mu coming between two vowels goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 3, chi. Figure 4, e, fe, a, sa, me, tha. The theta coming between two vowels divides with the vowel to the right. The alpha is by itself because you can only have one vowel per syllable. Therefore, it divides off from the epsilon. The sigma divides because it comes between two vowels and goes with the vowel to the right. The mu goes with the vowel to the right. It comes between two vowels. The theta also divides with the vowel to the right because it comes between two vowels. Figure 5, tain. Figure 6, doxan. The xi coming between two vowels, therefore it divides with the vowel to the right. Line 31, figure 1, ao tu. Figure 2, doxan. Figure 3, hos. Figure 4, mo no ge noose. Notice all of the consonants coming between two vowels divides with the vowel to the right. Except for the nu, it divides with the diphthong noose. Figure 5, pa-ra. Figure 6, pot-ros. Notice the capital P. And the tau and the rho divide because when two consonants come together, they divide. Line 32, figure 1. Play race. The rho coming between two vowels, the etas, goes and divides with the vowel to the right. Figure 2. Ka-ri-tos. The rho divides with the iota coming between two vowels. The tau divides with the vowel to the right because it comes between two vowels. Figure 3, chi. Figure 4, a-le-the-as. Again, the lambda dividing with the eta, going with the vowel to the right, it coming between two vowels. The theta divides with the diphthong A because it comes between two vowels. And the alpha divides from the diphthong A because you can only have one vowel or diphthong in a syllable. Therefore, it's a-le-the-as. Figure 5. E-o-on-nes. Again, the first three letters of this word are vowels. Notice the first letter is a capital iota, and the breathing mark is to the left of the letter. But the first three letters are vowels, so they all divide. You can only have one vowel or diphthong per syllable. You have the two nus dividing, because when two consonants come together, they divide. Line 33. Mar, tu, re. The ro and tau divide, because when two consonants come together, they divide. The ro dividing with the diphthong to the right, because it comes between a vowel and diphthong. Figure 2. Pa, re. Figure 3. Au, tu. Figure 4. Kai. Figure 5. Kek, ra, ge. The kappa and rho being two consonants, they divide. The gamma coming between two vowels divides with the vowel to the right. Figure 6. Le, gon. The gamma coming between two vowels divides with the vowel to the right. Line 34, figure 1. Hu, tos. Notice we have a capital omicron. The tau coming between a diphthong and a vowel divides with the vowel to the right. Figure 2, ain. Figure 3, hone. Figure 4, a pone. The p coming between a diphthong and a vowel divides with the vowel to the right. Figure 5, notice the capital omicron with the rough breathing to the left of the letter. Figure 5 is ho. Figure 6, o p so. We have the p coming between two vowels and dividing with the vowel to the right, as well as the sigma going with the vowel to the right. Figure 7 is a one-syllable word, has a diphthong in it, mu. Line 35, figure 1, erkomenos. You have the ro and ki dividing, because when two consonants come together, they divide. And the mu and the nu are divided off with the vowels to the right, because they come between two vowels. Figure 2. M, pros, then. The mu and the p divide, because when two consonants come together, they divide. But the p and the rho stay together, because now they come at the beginning of a syllable. The sigma and theta divide, because when two consonants come together, they divide. Figure 3, mu. Figure 4, ge, go, nen. Again, the consonants coming between two vowels divide off and go with the vowel to the right. Figure 5, ho, ti. The tau coming between two vowels divides with the vowel to the right. Lesson 9, page 6. Lesson 9, exercise 1, continued. Line 36, figure 1. Protos. Notice the first two letters of the word are consonants, and they do not divide because they come at the beginning of a word. Protos. The tau divides because it's between two vowels, and so it goes with the vowel to the right. Figure 2. Mu. Figure 3. Ain. Figure 4. Kai. Figure 5. Ek. Figure 6. Tu. Line 37. Figure 1. Play ro ma tos. Again, you have two consonants at the beginning of the word. They do not divide. The rho divides with the omega because it comes between two vowels and so goes with the vowel to the right, as well as the mu and the tau. Both consonants come between two vowels and so they go with the vowels to the right. Figure 2. Au, 2. Figure 3. Hey, mace. Again, the mu coming between a vowel and diphthong. Therefore, it goes with the diphthong to the right. Figure 4. Pontes. The consonants nu and tau divide, because when two consonants come together, they divide. Figure 5. E-la-bo-min. Again, the consonants lambda, beta, and mu divide because they come between two vowels, and so they go with the vowels to the right. Now let's skip down to line 40 and take figures 5 and 6. Line 40, figure 5. E, A, su. Notice that it's a capital iota, and the breathing mark is to the left of the letter. The iota and eta divide because they are two vowels. The sigma divides with the diphthong to the right because it comes between a vowel and diphthong. And by the way, that's the name for Jesus, Iesu. Figure 6, crease 2. Again, notice the capital key. The first two letters are consonants. They come at the beginning of the word, therefore they do not divide. The sigma and tau divide because when two consonants come together, they divide. This is the word for Christ. So figures 5 and 6 is the name Jesus Christ. That's all the time we have for this exercise. After you practice this exercise, you should go on to lesson 10 and the study of simple sentence structure.